The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Marianne Skiba, a two-time Emmy Award-winning celebrity makeup artist and the founder of Glam.Earth, which is an organic beauty boutique and spa that also sells natural makeup, skincare products, and safe beauty accessories. And Marianne, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you all?
Doing well. Thanks for calling in. And let's jump in. Before we talk about Glam.Earth, tell us about your background. Pretty interesting stuff. You're a two-time Emmy Award-winning celebrity makeup artist. That is cool. Would love to hear more.
Well, yes, I've been fortunate enough to have a really great career. It's a lot of fun, albeit hard work, you know, not all glamour. But I've been doing it for many, many years. And it takes me to some great places. I get to work with some amazing people. And as I said, it's led me to a lot of great things, not just places and cool things like that, but to the business that I have now.
That's great. And that's a perfect segue because Glam.Earth is quite a unique offering. Obviously, you offer beauty services. You also sell products, and it all seems to tie into very much natural products. So tell us more about how you transitioned into Glam.Earth and what you offer.
Yes. Well, I like to say jokingly, of course, that as a makeup artist, you know, we use a lot of different products, especially when we're doing special makeup effects work and that sort of thing, but just the beauty products we use. We use so many different things. I've experienced so many different product lines and such. But what I realize is, I like to say, I've been poisoning people for years without my knowledge. So, and I apologize to that for that. But, you know, using commercial beauty products that, you know, are heavy on a lot of toxic chemicals. And in, you know, the trend in Hollywood has been for a while now to try to move away from that. And I started to realize too, you know, I don't want to use these things myself. I don't want to use them on other people as well. So it took a long time to try to figure out how to find great natural toxin-free beauty products that would hold up in the circumstances that exist when you're filming, you know, long hours, crazy conditions, you know, crazy climates and such like that. But it took a while. You know, in the beginning, I like to say natural beauty products were, you know, you had four shades of brown and maybe a plum if you were lucky. But it's come so far now. So, you know, at least there are some wonderful things to choose from. And I have been vetting these products and watching their development and growth for years. So when I did open my boutique, it started as just a boutique. I had a good list of what I love to use in what the actors like, what people didn't like. So, you know, I was ready to offer it to the public.
That's great. Yeah, and what you said certainly resonates. I'm going to go off script a little bit. I was talking to my wife earlier about this podcast, and she said, that is so cool. Please ask Marianne what products I should use because I want to move into using natural makeup. But she often heard that a lot of, or at least in the past, a lot of the products aren't as good, or they, like you said, they don't stand up as well to kind of traditional, I guess, chemical-based makeup. So there has been an evolution on the product side. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, there has been. But you do need to watch out. You need to just read your labels, you know, look things up, ask an expert. You know, that's what I'm doing. I field a lot of phone calls and, you know, messaging and video conferences with clients to help them wade through what they're using and how they can transition into greener products. But you do need to be a little careful because there's a lot of greenwashing out there. So everything that says it's natural or organic may not be. So you just need to, like I said, read those labels and be sure. And if you're unsure, ask.
Yeah, that's great. And that's the exact point my wife brought up was the greenwashing element of it. Mm-hmm. So and it exists everywhere. I didn't think about it really from the makeup side of things. And so in terms of your product offering, tell us about some of the natural beauty products that you have and the ones that you recommend.
Well, we carry a variety of products. Some of them are labeled natural. Some are certified organic. Some use a certain amount of organic, certified organic ingredients. And that's what you have to look at. When it comes to beauty products and everything, you may not want it to be 100% organic, because in that way, the shelf life isn't there. There are some things to look out for. But what you want to get rid of are the highly toxic chemicals. So natural products are great if they are, you know, if they fit a certain criteria, and that's what I look for. I carry some products that I love that do really incredibly well for us here. We like a brand called Echo Bella. They make beautiful, a full skincare line and gorgeous makeup, you know, beautiful color palettes and such. Another one of my absolute favorites is a brand called 100% Pure. They make, again, beautiful skincare products and color cosmetics as well. In our spa, we use a lot of Iliki, which is a Hungarian brand. Just wonderful things made from, you know, fresh fruits and plant extracts. Those do incredibly well for us because they're all great products. They're simple to use. You know, we have something for everyone, we like to think, you know, at all different price ranges as well. But one thing that my clients are often surprised to find is that, unlike organic foods, organic cosmetics and natural cosmetics are often not crazy expensive.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because it typically is the case with other consumer products. And there's an audience of people like my wife who's willing to pay for organic products, and myself included, you know, guilty as we speak. That's interesting. And overall, since you've been doing this, are you seeing more and more people embracing natural cosmetics? Is it starting to kind of tip the trend towards that direction, or is it still kind of new? Are people still trying to feel it out?
No, it is now very, very much in demand. And it has been for, I would say, for about the last 5 years. When I first opened, I've had my shop for 9 years now. Well, actually, we're just starting our 10th year. So in the beginning, I was kind of like this cool little underground place that people only found, because I didn't advertise, people just found it. You know, all the naturalists are kind of this little underground group in the area where I am right now. But they found me, and they've supported me all this time. But I still do very little advertising. People find me on Google searches when they are looking, and people are actively looking for natural options. And some people, sadly, they come to organic products and that lifestyle change because of a health issue, either their own or that of someone they love. And they've been either told or they realize that they've got to get the chemicals out, not just of their food and such, but of their beauty products and personal care products. That all comes under the cosmetics umbrella. Everything from your underarm deodorant, your toothpaste, hair products, all of those types of things. And people tend to not often think of that.
Yeah, you know, one thing that's really, really interesting about that point about just additional other products like, you know, shampoos and deodorants and stuff. I think consumers have been conditioned to just trust that the chemical-based product that they're using is safe. Like the company, mainstream XYZ company that sells it, has their health in mind, which is not necessarily the case. So really, the natural beauty products is an extension of every other natural product you should be using for your own personal care, right?
Absolutely. And when you think about it, you may think, oh, you know, okay, so I use a shampoo, a conditioner, maybe I use some hair gel, maybe some hairspray. You know, if there's toxic products in those things, you're thinking, well, you know, I'm not using much. A little bit, you know, isn't going to bother me. But when you start adding up all the hair products you're using, plus your soap, if you're using shower gels, those are notorious. Just everything you use in your morning ablutions, you know, think about that. And if you just made a list of everything you use through the day and then add that to your household chemicals, you know, your cleaning products and what's going on in your home that way, and then add it to the food that you're taking in and what are the chemicals in there, you have developed a toxic load that could be quite substantial. So if you're going to get it out of the food, get it out of your home environment, get it out of your cosmetics and personal care items as well.
Yeah, that's such a great point. And I think especially from like the cosmetic products, you're putting this product on your skin. For example, like a deodorant that you are using that's a mainstream product is going right where your lymph nodes are. And people don't realize like that is just not a good thing. You know, and so it's going on your body, absorbing through your skin, like you said, through food, whatever it may be. It's all there and it's surrounding us. And a lot of people don't realize that.
No, and the more products you're slathering on your skin, you know, I think of it as a, you know, a big, large transdermal patch. And what are you slowly feeding into your skin on a daily basis? You know, what's going into your system that way? You know, and when you think about it, you're thinking so many people are using self-tanners and that sort of thing. So, you know, it goes so far beyond just putting makeup on your face or just, you know, using shaving products. It goes a lot farther. And when you really stop to think about that, then you start to look for ways to maybe I can lighten this load a little bit. And that's what I'm there to help with. You know, we teach women how to green their cosmetic bags and turn them over. And, you know, I don't recommend that you go dump everything because, you know, we're not wasteful. But I recommend that we do the replenishment method. You know, use your things as you run out. Replenish that with something that's a safer, healthier, better choice for you. And that's where we come in. Although, don't get me wrong, I have a lot of customers who pitch out their cosmetic bags and come in and start anew. And, you know, I certainly love that. But, you know, everyone can't do that. So I said, do it slowly then.
Yeah, that's great.
And if you can't give up your name brand mascara that you've been using since you started to wear makeup or whatever, it's your Desert Island product and you can't live without it. Okay, because, you know, you can keep that if you're going green in your other products, you know. I like to look at it that way because, you know, it's not what you do some of the time that matters, it's what you do most of the time. So if most of your things are greener and safer and healthier, you're much better off. So if you can't give up that one thing, okay then, but, you know, make a compromise. And maybe eventually you will give it up because, you know, mascaras and lipstick are two of the most toxic products. Because, you know, they're going directly in. The average woman swallows about 5 pounds of lipstick in her lifetime.
Oh my gosh, I'd never heard that. I mean, it makes sense. It's right there on your lips and also too mascara right by your eyes, two sensitive spots right there, you know.
And gals who break the golden rule and sleep in their makeup, ooh, that's the worst. And there are a lot of guilty women out there. And that is my golden rule. No, you know, you have to take that makeup off. If you put it on, you have to take it off or else it just seeps in there all night long. And when it comes to mascara and such, that's on the lashes. You know, there's a lot of bacteria involved there. And, you know, things tend to leach in through the mucous membranes in the eyes. And there you go. Then people wonder why sometimes they have sinus issues or such. You know, my first question, are you sleeping in your mascara and eyeliner?
Yeah. Wow. That's enlightening. And the question or more of a statement, let me know if this is correct. I would imagine that the mainstream makeup industry does not want you to know any of this stuff. Right?
Probably not. Right? I mean, who knows? But I'm sure that they want people to use their products safely. And hey, they sell eye makeup removers as well. But, you know, I'm sure they want people to use their product safely. I just wish they would make their product safer.
Yeah, that's great. Very enlightening discussion here. And we certainly went off script a little bit, which has been a lot of fun. But to come back to the script, yes, my next question is, your website is glam.earth. And the name of your company really is Glam Earth. So Earth is in what your offering is. So why did you choose a .earth domain name?
Well, the truth is, when I registered my business name 10 years ago, I waited till the next morning to register a domain name, and some little shark had swooped in there and stole glamourth.com and is perfectly willing to sell it back to me for a lot of money. But I learned a lesson in business, so that's my advice to other new business people. Register your business name and your domain name in the same moment to protect it. So I was at a loss. Well, what am I going to do? And as I searched around, I tried a couple other things, you know, the .net, the dot something else, and that just didn't feel good. You know, I tried glam-earth.com or something like that, and they didn't feel right. And as I was trying to redo the website again, and I tripped upon .earth, And I hadn't been aware of it prior to that. And it just, it clicked. It just made perfect sense. Of course, Daughter Earth. And not just because we're called Glam Earth, but because, you know, I am all about Daughter Earth. I am, you know, all about that. And it just felt so good. It felt so right. And we've kept it and we will keep it. And I love the sound of it. And it makes perfect sense to my customers, to my clients, and, you know, to new people. Just stumbling on it, it makes perfect sense to them. So what could be better than that?
Oh, man, that's great. Thank you for those kind words there about your use of Dot Earth. And we certainly see a lot of people stumbling upon it, like looking for .com or looking for something else. And maybe it's taken, maybe it's not. And then discovering Dot Earth and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize this was here. This perfectly ties into my brand. And that seems to be the case with you.
And for anyone who's, you know, the holistic or the wellness community, it makes perfect sense.
That's awesome. Well, good. Well, thank you for those words there, Marianne. And so let's shift and tell us about what your future vision is for Glam Earth. What's your future?
Well, my first future vision is to update the website, to get a new website, but it will always remain Dot Earth. That's our big plan for right now because we have added a spa in our little location. We are in Western Pennsylvania, just minutes outside of downtown Pittsburgh. And we are looking to develop our online store now, which there's one on the website. We just haven't done much with it, but now is the time. So we'll be expanding, you know, our online shopping service so that we can provide all the wonderful products that we carry here to people who can't make it to our brick and mortar. And also our services are video beauty consultations. So we can just chat with you live and, you know, I can see you, I can see your skin, I can better advise what products might be good for you. And not only the products, but what habits, you know, the routines for caring for your skin is a little bit different for everyone. It's, you know, it's very specific, very bio-individual.
Yeah. Well, hey, when you launch that video service, I'll connect you with my wife. She can be one of your first clients for that.
Oh, I would love that. I would love it. Yes.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So that's our plan for our Dot Earth site. To just grow it in those directions and just get the word out there more. I'll be doing more video blogging and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Great. That's awesome. You know, Marianne, this has been a pleasure and very enlightening and hopefully enlightening for our listeners when it comes to using natural makeup and skincare products. But before we sign off today, anything else to add?
Well, just to say, please go green. Go green in your beauty products, your personal care products. And that is for men, women, children, for everyone, because everybody is using some personal care products. Girls are wearing makeup at a much younger age than my generation did. And, you know, and they're not just wearing a little lip gloss or whatever. They're doing, you know, the full beat, the full face, and then all the body products now. It starts so much younger. And, you know, their systems are so vulnerable and developing, you know, the hormone balance is a very fragile thing, you know, with our young and adolescent and pre-adolescent girls and boys. So I said, please, please think about that for yourself, your family, go green. I'd love to help you. I'd love to help the world change over to green products.
That's awesome.
And stay safer.
Stay safer. Great. Excellent, Marianne. I love those parting words. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices Dot Earth podcast interview with Marianne Skiba, who is a 2-time Emmy Award-winning celebrity makeup artist, is also the founder of Glam Dot Earth, which, as you heard, is an organic beauty boutique and spa. It also sells natural makeup, skincare products, and safe beauty accessories. And Marianne, thank you so much for your time today.
I thank you, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this segment. Dot Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique Dot Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own Dot Earth domain name through all major registrars.